Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for each of you who has joined us on tonight. Amen. We just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Our topic tonight is Great is Thy Faith. Great is Thy Faith. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for this time, oh God. Thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for showing yourself great. We thank you for your power and your anointing. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that destroys yokes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask now, Holy Spirit, that you move in the midst of us, that you speak to and through me, that those who are tuned in now and those who will listen later will be empowered through your word. We thank you for it, and we count it done now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Great is thy faith. Our text tonight comes from Matthew chapter 15, verses 21-28. From the New International Version. And it reads this way. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, send her away, for she keeps crying out after us. He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, it is, Lord, she said. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. Oh God, we thank you. And Jesus said to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed at that moment. We thank God for those who have called in on tonight. Amen. If you would like to share, we ask that you press 1, that you may dialogue with us regarding faith. Amen. This passage of scripture speaks volumes to me. And even as God had lay this on me yesterday, about exercising great faith. I had no idea that what he had presented to me, I was going to have to walk out today. Even last night, I was going to have to walk it out. I didn't have to walk it out like this woman did. I had to walk it out in a different way. What we see in this scripture that there were some mixed emotions because she was a Canaanite woman. The disciples were acting a little odd in that they were like, just send her away. Don't even deal with her. But she was persistent. Lord, help me, she said. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. So I'll share with you on yesterday I had some challenges with my breathing. And in my moving about, because I trust God, I have faith in God. The word says that if we have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, we're able to get some things accomplished. Amen. And I have faith in God to be my healer. But it was such that I couldn't take a step
without losing my breath. I wasn't able to function. I would get lightheaded because there was no movement of air in my lungs. And when I got out of my car, I attempted to get out of my car last night. We got back home. When I went to step, I felt myself collapsing. And I began to cry out to God, much like this woman did when she said, "Lord, help me." I began to cry out in the spirit, trusting and believing God to show up as my healer in a moment where I wasn't sure what else to do but cry out to him. You know, there are times when we feel certain kinds of ways in our bodies. And you know, there are people that have diagnoses that last. And we say, "Well, God, are you healing them? Are they healed? What's going on? What's taking place? What's happening?" And even in those moments, that's the key is to never lose faith. To never lose faith in his word. To take his word to be true. Oh, we're grateful for the other callers that have called in. Amen. Again, press 1. I encourage you to dialogue with me on this evening to share regarding faith for those who have called in. I know you all have a faith story. Amen. But sometimes we get in a place where we don't know. We do know, but because we don't see the manifestation of that which we've been petitioning God for, we might feel a certain kind of way. So my take on what this story showed me, even last night, was because I trust God the way that I did. I cried out to him. And I made my way into the house, got myself situated on my sofa, and I did what I know to do to make things better so that I could breathe. I was able to get a couple hours of sleep. When I woke up in the morning, the situation was still there and, in fact, had gotten worse. And I was like, "God, where are you? God, what am I supposed to do?" I felt myself in a moment becoming fearful. And God reminds me that his faith is there to offer healing to us, then uses medical science in that process. Medical science in that process to bring our healing. And I struggled, y'all. I'm going to be honest. I struggled for hours about going to be checked out. Because fear said, if you go, they're going to keep you. And I didn't want to be kept there. My hope was I could go get what I knew that they should give me, what I knew. I'm not a doctor. But to get what I knew that they should give me and be able to walk away and come back home and get the rest that I need to heal. But the Spirit said, "Go. Don't argue this. Don't contemplate this any longer. But go." So I did. And my situation was a little more extreme than I had anticipated. I know my body, but medical science had a deeper insight into what was taking place and what God needed to do. Excuse me. And so here we are now talking about grace. Is that faith? Me living a moment right now where my faith had to kick in. It had to kick in again. Not that I don't trust God, but I was in a moment a moment of weakness, I'll call it that. A moment where fear had almost creeped in. And that fear, had I not dealt with it appropriately, would have caused the situation to be worse than it was. When Jesus dealt with this woman, he was sensitive. He was sensitive. Again, all of the disciples were urging him to send her away because she was crying out. He allowed her to get close to him. He allowed her that space. He even exchanged dialogue with her. To the extent that he let her know that her request is granted. Do you ever face those moments where you wonder, God, is my request granted? I mean, God, do you hear me? Do you hear me? And he's saying, yeah, I do. My concern for you is great. My concern for you is great. My ability to heal you is ever present. Your ability to be freed from whatever it is that's holding you captive, whether it be physical illness, mental or emotional illness, abuse, financial woes, relationship situations, whatever the case may be, God is able to free us from all of that. He is able, because of our faith, to perform miracles in our lives. And sometimes people think that miracles have to be something so grand. But the miracle of life, that I'm able to wake up every morning and open up my eyes and having blood running warm through my veins, having the activities of my limbs, that miracle that presents itself to me every day, and not just to me, but to those of you who are on the line tonight. God does that. And this happens because of our ability to approach him with our great faith, with our great faith. Now, we've got callers on the line on tonight, and I would love it if you would dial one and just share, even as this woman experienced great faith, and I know that you all have experienced a time where God has been faithful, where you've been able to exercise great faith and see the manifestation of God's power work in your life. If you would share, amen. Pastor Linda Brown and Minister Tori and Evangelist LaTanya are on the line. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Linda.
Amen. Praise God. And you're talking about faith and trusting God. And I was thinking in Sunday school, this morning, and one of the things, one of the points that I brought forth was trusting God means that we see beyond what we can see to see what God sees.
Amen.
So it's almost like, because what God sees is in the spirit, but what we see is in the natural. So we got to trust God to go beyond what we can see so we can see what he sees, meaning we need to say what he says. And it sounds like that's what you've been doing in operating in your faith and according to the situation that you've been in.
Amen.
And
amen.
And one of
and
the
I
things
like that.
That we yeah, go ahead.
No, I like that because when you said we have to see ourselves the way God sees us. God sees us whole. And often when we're faced with challenges and situations, we begin to see ourselves fragmented. But God sees us whole. So we have to get in that place where even when we're feeling challenges in our body, even when we're feeling some kind of way or things are looking strange, we still have to see ourselves whole because we're made whole in Him.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Because you know when it's really about faith and trust in Him, that He wants everything good and perfect for us. But we know we're living in a fallen world, so it's sometimes it's difficult. But we have to press through what we see in order to get to what we can't see. It's almost denying what we see. So that we can get to a place to see what God sees. And I think of 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, say, and this is the confidence we have in Him, that He hears us. So we know we belong to Him, and when we pray, He hears us. Then if we know that He hears us, then we know that we have the petition we ask of Him.
Amen.
That's
amen. Good. Yeah.
And it ain't all the time easy.
It's not. But you know, we think about this too. When and this goes back to the whole regeneration and our reset, because if we are not operating with the mind of Christ, and you know, we find ourselves being tossed with these situations where our faith is not being put to work because we've allowed fear, we've allowed our carnal thinking to grab a hold of us, where God is like, no, I need you to get your mind right, I need you to come back in alignment, I need you to operate with what I say, see the situation the way I see it. And like you said, because we do live in this fallen world, we have so many influences that are before us that would have us to think we're crazy when we try to do it God's way. The world would have us think that we're crazy when we operate in faith. But they're just going to have to do, they're just going to have, it's going to have to be that way, that I trust God. I trust God. I thank God, you know, for my husband, because when I was feeling some kind of way, you know, he would lay hands and he would just be in agreement with me. And so I'm grateful that I didn't have to do this faith thing on my own. I had somebody that was touching and agreeing with me and believing God the same way I was believing God. And, you know, it was powerful for me in that moment. But when we look at what God desires, and when God has joined together like-minded believers, He has purpose.
Yes.
It has purpose.
Yes.
And when we're not utilizing that, we've talked about all the time, iron sharpening iron. All of that has purpose. That God bring like-minded believers together so that when I'm weak, I can lean on my brother or my sister and they will help prop me up.
Amen.
Great,
amen.
Great is that faith. And,
yes.
You know, you share with me what you all shared, but I even look at your husband, Pastor Linda. Great is his faith.
Yes.
Great is
my
his
God.
Faith.
My God.
Great is his faith.
Great
is his faith.
Thank you, Lord.
He's a living testimony before God and God's people. That despite what doctors have said, despite what he's encountered in life, this man still stands firm on God's word. He still teaches God's word. He still exhorts God. He still lifts God high and understands who he is and what God has called him to. Great is
Thank
his
you,
faith.
Lord.
He is a testimony. He is
yes,
a testimony
Lord.
To those who watch him do what he
yes,
does
God.
And for God to strengthen him.
Hallelujah.
He is his faith. Great is his faith. And then he's got you beside it. Ah.
My God. My God.
Ah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful today.
Thank you, Lord.
For the word, Lord God. That say your request is granted. Your request is granted. So many times we've gone before and we felt like we have been denied. But God is saying your request is granted because of your faith. Because of your faith, your request is granted. Do you believe me to be who I say I am? Do you believe that I will do what I said I'll do? Because if you believe, then surely you can receive.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
And you know, and when he said, you're talking about the Syrophoenician woman?
Yeah.
He said he hadn't seen so much faith in all of Israel.
Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
So it's our faith that moves him.
It is our faith that moves him, because as long as we can see it, we don't exercise faith. As long as it looks like what we think it should look like, we're not exercising faith. As long as the money is in the bank when the bill is due, we're not exercising faith. Come on. Because our children are all alone and not in the street, we're not exercising faith. Because we drive up in our husband's car, his truck is still in the driveway, we're not exercising faith regarding our relationship. But God says when you drive up and you ain't seen him for two, three months, do you still have faith in me that I'm going to do what you asked me to do?
Thank you, Lord.
When the money is money, are you still going to trust me? Do you still have faith in me that your request has been granted, that I'm going to do what I said I was going to do? When I got out of the car last night and I told my husband, I said, I need you to go in. I need you to go in and I need you to set up a breathing treatment for me so that when I get in the house, I can drop and pump. He did it. I came in and I did it. But I needed God to step in me and walk and take every step from that car up the walkway, up the steps into the house because I felt like I was about to collapse. But my faith would not waver.
My God, I know him to be a healer.
I know him to be a sustainer. I know him to be a way out of no way. And it was not going to be in a moment such as this when I've seen a glimpse of what God has in store for me. That I was not going to be moved by what the enemy was trying to plant. That it was his plan to silence me. But I decreed and declared that no weapon, it wasn't going to prosper.
Come on.
It wasn't going to prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
God has been too good, and is too good to me. Too good to me. For me to back up off of believing him now. Now it's time for me to buckle up and ride faith like I've never seen faith before.
Hallelujah.
Now. Because we're coming into a time and a season where the manifestations of the things that God has promised us are showing up, sis. God is doing just what he said he would do for us.
So now is not the time
for us to get weak in our faith. Now is the time for us to get strengthened in our faith. That even if it doesn't look right, so what? See your situation whole. See yourself whole.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
He's doing it.
We thank you, God.
That we believe it. He's got to know that we believe it. Because if it's our faith that moves us, we can put him in remembrance of his word. We can pray that prayer and put him in remembrance of his word. He asked us to do that. But if we don't have faith to believe it, we're not going to receive it. So the word says if you pray believing that you receive, then what you ask, you'll get it. That means you got to exercise faith. You got to exercise faith. He You got to exercise.
Thank you, Lord.
It's the only way it's going to happen.
Thank you.
I believe. I believe. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't see it, I believe it. My husband and I believe in God for our new home. We know it's out there, but we're waiting on God to show us where it is. We don't want to get in front of him. We don't want our conversation to be anything other than what God would have them to be. We got to trust him and have faith that he's going to show us what we need to see in due time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because we trust him that way, because we have faith in him to be what we need him to be,
mm-hmm.
and we just wait on it. We just wait on it.
Thank you, Lord.
And I hear God saying now, for some that are listening now and some that will listen later, don't be moved because the situation doesn't look the way that you anticipated that it should be looking right about now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get weak
mm-hmm.
in this moment because you're not seeing the manifestation. God said, maintain your faith in me. Often he can't give it to us when we ask for it. Often it doesn't look like what we anticipated looking like. But God is still God. God is still in control, and God will do what's best for us in his timing. So he said, don't lose faith.
Mm.
Your request is granted, but it's going to be done according to my will, plan, and purpose for your life. Your request is granted.
Thank you, Lord.
But it is going to be done according to my will, plan, and purpose for your life. He said, as this woman has a testimony, great is thy faith. He said, I want that to also be each of you, that great is thy faith. Great is thy faith.
Thank you,
Lord. When the situation doesn't look so good, great is thy faith. He said, begin to call those things that be not as though they were. Great is thy faith. Start putting things in alignment according to my word. Great is thy faith.
Thank you, Lord.
That you've trusted me for some small stuff. He said, now
thank
I need you to trust me for even those big things because I can do those too. But you've got to have the faith to know that I'm with you. The word says that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us.
Mm-mm.
That's an all thing. He's not going anywhere. And he's there to do for us. According to the things that we have need of, even some of the things that we desire. Because he loves us like that. If he didn't, he wouldn't have sent his sacrificial son, Jesus the Christ, to die on Calvary's cross for our sins. Because he didn't love us like that. But he does. But all he's requiring of us now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Exercise some faith. Exercise some faith.
Yeah.
And then watch me work. Then watch me work. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for this teaching, God. We thank you for Pastor Linda Brown, oh God, who has shared with us on tonight. God, we ask, oh God, that these seeds will be planted into the spirits of your people, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
God, that it would bring forth an increase, oh God, an increase in their faith, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
An increase in their conversation towards you, oh God.
Thank
God,
you,
God, that
Lord.
They would see themselves whole in situations where they're broken, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And God, that you would show yourself great on their behalf, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you tonight. For being
yes, Lord.
My healer. I thank you. God,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You
hallelujah.
For your manifested presence, I thank you tonight, oh God, that my request was granted, oh God, and I was healed at that moment. God, I thank you and give you praise. As always, listeners, oh God, we thank you. We pray that every day you be empowered, but once you've been empowered, we ask God to help you and empower you to empower someone else. God bless you all until next time.
Thank you, Lori.
Amen and good night.
Amen.